Anin is a well-known musician who had dedicated his life to learn instruments with those charming, glamorous, and exotic names. Zun, Ba Wu, Lu Hu Xiu. Of course, they're glamorous and exotic only to Western ear. In Chinese, they sound something like gourd flute, ocarina, bamboo flute.
My name is Ying Zhang, come from China. I'm a Chinese musician. I stay here 17 years. 17 years.
Why?
Because the Minnesota Chinese Music Ensemble invited me over.
The story of his love for music started much unlike many others. It was not because of a song or a tune he heard, but because of the painting he saw.
When he was little, and then he was very impressed by the herd boy. They are riding on the top of an ox, and then they play the flute. And he just very impressed with that picture, so he decided want to play. I started to learn the instrument when I was 12 years old. That time there's the flute master called Guan Yue Liu. Chinese flute is made from bamboo. And then he and his friends, they use the metal bar and then, to burn the wood and then to make a flute by themselves. So the master laughing at us, and then, but he decided to take us as his disciples.
Education was complete, Zhang Yin became a composer and a famous conductor in China until in late 90s he came to the United States. So one may think that Minnesotans met Chinese music ensemble and their new conductor with guarded curiosity. However, it was not so. The bigger issue Zhang Yin felt was not in the lack of interest in listeners or the lack of listeners' exposure to Chinese music, but in the pieces ensemble chose to play.
So one time he arrived in Minnesota, and he was involved with a Chinese music ensemble. And during that time, the music ensemble's music, the music they play is more into 1960s, which is mainly focused in Taiwan's composer. And it's very, very old. And since he arrived, he started to transform the Chinese music ensemble. And one of the benefits is because of Carl Massey, he is a Westerner, and he also loved the music, and he is a very good ambassador to build that bridge between two cultures, too.
I ask similar question of Carlton Massey, who also composes for and conducts the Chinese music ensemble. So how did and how still do Minnesotans receive the Chinese music? In your opinion, what have you seen change in the way people perceive Chinese music between 20 years ago and now?
Oh, no difference.
No difference?
No. I mean, in general, how they perceive it, is very, very different. Of course, and I think the big difference that they're perceiving is the instrumentation.
However, the differences are not standing in the way of more people enjoying the music of Zhang Yin. The ensemble and himself perform in various venues around town, from U of M halls to high schools to McAllister College and even larger venues. So these exotic different sounds are winning more and more fans. Funding for 10,000 fresh voices on KFAI comes from listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.